I just want to show you this terrible. Dan versus thing. Have you ever heard of the channel The Hub?
Yes.
What is it?
No.
It's a channel.
It's
okay.
Excellent.
Because, okay, have you ever seen Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes.
You remember Booger?
No.
Black Booger. Curly hair, mustache goatee thing, always looked really dirty.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do you remember Van Wilder at all?
Not really, no.
Security guard.
Okay.
So Dan versus, it's Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall and News Radio fame,
okay.
among other things. And then the guy who played Booger on Revenge of the Nerds as Dan. And then Elise, I guess. I thought it was Ellie. Elise, wife of Dave Foley's character. But I just wanted to show you the beginning of this kind of show. Because it's just a vengeance show, essentially.
Oh, goody.
Starting now.
Just for a quick...
For kids at home who are following along.
The intro. Their first episode. Man, that Stars Play thing lasts a while. Dan versus... Ooh, ninja. Oh, wow. Lactose-free milk.
Hey, he's like you, Dan.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Lactose. Throwing star.
Ouch. No cookies. Wow. Ooh, I think I'd cut myself. Dan versus the ninja.
So that's the essential premise of every episode.
Oh. It
starts off with some sort of conflict involving some person, persons, or anything. And then... Dan swears revenge.
That's awesome.
I actually kind of like it, just what I've seen.
Yeah, I...
Maybe after we can watch the rest of the episode, because we have to have our quick meeting about the show and everything.
Sure.
So we can do that, and then we can... Having fun?
yes.
We can watch this, so you guys can get a better glimpse of this show that I discovered yesterday.
Okay.
Don't you judge me.
But it'll switch. To
Judge.
It'll switch to the.
I'm judging you.
Does anyone want any beverages?
Beverage. Yes.
Dr. Pepper, Killian's, Finnegan's, Premium Session.
Session.
Just a Dr. Sprite. Pepper will do.
Dr. Pepper.
Not just a Dr. Pepper, though. Of course.
Do you have anything that's
juice?
Not alcohol? Yeah.
Orange, or pink lemonade.
Orange lemonade.
You want both?
No, you said orange or pink lemonade, so orders? I was teasing.
Orange juice.
What kind really? Of orange juice is it?
Why are we still talking into microphones right now?
Oh, because it's recording, because we just, you know, get used to... I'm conditioning her into, you know...
Oh.
Focusing. Oh. Oh. Oh, I see. Oh. Hmm.
You're doing a great job.
I've got the screen. Mm. Screen.
You have an idea of how far you need to
go. Screen of safety.
Yeah. So, orange juice or pink lemonade? You said orange juice?
I'm asking what kind of orange juice is
it? Oh, that's right. Not naked. It's,
Simply?
Yes.
Simply orange.
Yes.
I will
simply
have,
orange, simply pink lemonade.
I will have simply orange small glass.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
Because you don't pay get me the royalties, kind of pulp and I like pulp. Would you like a piece of chocolate?
I would love a piece of chocolate.
Before I eat them all?
Yes. I thank thee.
You are welcome. They are Dan's. I hath stolen them.
That snowman looks as though it was made of wool.
Dan has just offered me a pickle. What a generous... What a, yes, it is an Arrow Hershey's chocolate kiss.
Ding dong. Oh, hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. Really, it is filled with air. Dan wants the Arrow Mint version.
Oh, it's not as good because the chocolate isn't as quality.
I know. The chocolate in America is different.
It's mint
inside.
No, we're talking about
the
just
quality of chocolate.
Oh,
Cadbury versus Hershey versus Milka versus Rittersport.
I love me some Cat.
I love me some Milka from Germany.
Milka is good.
Made the German way, not made the nasty American way where we put wax in our chocolate. How am I racist if I'm talking about Germans? That would be countryist or something.
You can be racist against your own background, can't you? Maybe.
I thought that racist had purely to do with skin color.
No.
That term, I believe, covers different nationalities.
Different bodies based on region.
Hey, look at that orange juice.
Or, nationality.
Orange juice paired with chocolate. Not the greatest
it's
combo.
Like brushing your teeth and eating cheddar cheese.
It's like brushing your teeth and eating cereal.
Anyway, yeah. Brushing your teeth and eating pretty much anything that's not minty.
Right away is a bad decision.
Oh, drinking water, though, is
good.
Quite pleasant but after brushing your teeth.
Go.
But guess what, Dan? I ate my chocolate mint that we picked up at Tom Rip Thai the other night.
How was it?
It was tasty.
Good.
Do
I'm
you still have...
My...
Oh, you're...
Saving it.
The problem is with this chocolate... This Hershey's chocolate is that...
It has wax in it.
Yeah, when you hold it in your mouth, it doesn't melt the way that it's supposed to, and the chocolate bubbles may as well not even be there.
Truth.
Well, it's a biting, chewing, you can still pick up on it kind of thing.
Yeah, but
yes,
that was...
It's not the same.
That's the charm of the European version that I had when I was in the UK...
Chocolate melt.
...several years ago. Yeah,
it's because
it's
they
like
have...
It's like they're bubbles made of chocolate.
Well, no, it's more the fact that... Chocolate in Europe, they have different standards for how things need to be processed.
Yeah,
we have
that.
The way that things are made in the U.S., everything is meant to have a really, really long shelf life. Whereas in Europe, not the same.
Right.
We put a lot of preservatives in everything. And our chocolate, we put a ton of preservatives in, whereas...
And that's why we're going to survive the zombie apocalypse, and Europe isn't.
Damn right.
Somebody developed an LED full-size light bulb, so it'll run really long, just in case. Well, that's what they said in the headline was, in case of a zombie apocalypse.
I'm for it.
Light bulbs.
It wouldn't ever be possible, right?
Light bulbs.
Let's say that. Hey, moving on. New topic.
A zombie apocalypse is
never possible? No. Let's not talk about it, because you know what? That's terrifying.
It is possible.
Shut the F up.
But it isn't.
Latest theory, nanobots that are implanted in people's bodies reanimate the body.
You're a freak.
Shenanigans.
Reanimate the body, and it only activates the basic functions of the body, which are to feed.
Oh,
that doesn't mean that they're going to feed on humans.
They'll just be ignorant and feed on matter, so they'll be eating trees.
I'm saying it would be basic basic instinctual things would be reactivated and the higher functions of the brain wouldn't
be
restored.
People.
So basically
fire.
It would be nanobots running these bodies and they wouldn't really have intelligence.
That would be incredibly disgusting.
My
and
fire
upsetting.
Could beat all of
yeah.
them.
True.
Yes. Okay. So
fire and my katana.
So what I was thinking for this week's mic check, actual factual mic check, would be, since the mic check will drop on Thanksgiving, what we're thankful for.
Oh.
Or, alternatively, if you haven't come up with what you're thankful for, you can also
gobble.
Do thing that you're most looking forward to for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Do, 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 do.
I am thankful for... Well, first of all, I'll say, given our current objective for the evening, I am thankful for a perfectly awesome excuse to hang out with good friends every Tuesday. That is this podcast. That is what it does for me. And
oh, I thought you did something after this.
Oh.
I knew that if I didn't laugh like that, it wouldn't come across right.
Right. No. No, I was with
so
you.
That so that everyone listening is like, oh, he's going to be funny.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Where's my sharpener? I'm sorry.
You have your inside jokes.
Yeah.
No, that was... Never mind.
What are you referencing?
I'm referencing the other day when I was substitute teaching, and this kid came up to me.
You told me.
Yeah, this was my
inside.
Oh,
inside
this whole class of kids was with me, and this little guy. I mean, he's in junior high, and yes, he is Hispanic. I'm not racist, and he just said, "Miss, where is my is there a sharpener in this room?" And the guys next to him, who are also Hispanic, start laughing. And then I start laughing. He's just like, are you laughing at me? Are you laughing at my accent? And he's just like, I need a sharpener. And and then I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. And he's like, you're just laughing with me, right? But I'm not laughing. But he was joking, I think.
How is it racist to identify a nationality when it's a pivotal part of the story?
It's just the fact that I don't want people to be like, oh,
she's identifying a different race and they're...
Race?
Oh, come on.
I keep throwing it out there. I think race still works. It's not...
Ethnicity.
Works for that, too.
Yeah.
It's not racist.
So, what are you thankful for, Adam?
Okay, so... In a nutshell, I'm thankful for the Buffering podcast because it's fun. And I get to hang out with my friends.
I forgot about that.
And we talk about lots of interesting things that we love to talk about.
Chirpener.
And we play games. It's great.
Ooh, sequence. We should totally play that.
You know, we're actually...
On the podcast?
Yeah, you said that you would do like the video thing. Why couldn't you play an... No, not a play game.
Why? It's something that where everyone's completely quiet except for your turn. Go. Come on.
Yeah.
Good point.
Oh, but well, I'm thinking of it. There was some kind of game that I thought of for the show, but then I didn't write it down, and then I forgot it. And I was really excited about it too. Oh, and I'm kicking myself. But I'll try and think of it again.
Well, if you do need to go knee jerk, I do have Leonard Maltin categories.
Okay.
Do.
But anyway, yeah. I'll think about it. So...
Or I could pick up for mine.
Thankful for friends and family and employment. So... Yeah. And motorcycles and cars and video games and movies.
And socks.
And
socks.
And science.
Science.
And Star Trek.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes. Oh, and the Court Revelers.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! And
I wonder if any of them listen to our podcast. They probably...
I don't know. We should ask them.
We should. That would be fun.
Make them.
And have them see that we promoted them.
Yeah.
Us.
Many times.
Many times.
On the internet.
Oh, my God.
And, yes, I'm also thankful for... music in general.
There you go.
Performing it, listening to it, enjoying it. And, yeah, I'll wrap it up with that.
Okay. Good. Go for it, Dan.
Yeah, what about you, Dan?
Well, first, I'm most excited...
Oh, also, pumpkin pie with whipped cream. Lots and lots of whipped cream. Now I'm done.
The one thing I'm most excited for Thanksgiving will be Gooey's Brussels sprouts.
So excited.
Because they are fantastic.
So yummy.
Really dangerous for me with the lactose content, but
so
still.
So good.
Still worth it. And good old-fashioned homemade mashed potatoes. Because you can't beat that.
As opposed to
KFC
really nasty.
Or Cub.
No, I was going to say as opposed to the mashed potatoes we had the other day.
Like,
that
God,
were just
it.
Awful.
Candor mashed potatoes.
Oh, they were so
it was starch.
Bad.
It wasn't potatoes.
It was just
starch.
Ew.
Somewhere in that gruel-ish kind of
area. It really was. Oh. It was what I imagined gruel to taste like. It tastes like nothing and awfulness at the same time.
Styrofoam and gym mats.
Grill.
in a mashed potato consistency.
Oh, lumpy and gritty.
Not even lumpy. Just
no.
Like,
just like...
It comes
not gritty,
out of a gun.
Not lumpy. Oh. It was just like...
It wasn't a liquid, but it wasn't a solid.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It wasn't good.
Ooh.
It was like a thick, sleety puddle.
Oh,
it was gross.
It was like, pretty bad.
No slush? Offense, Mount Olive Church ladies. Just saying.
Was it like slush?
It was just disgusting as
well.
It was.
A little stronger than slush.
The only thing that saved it
was mixing everything else into it.
Like the turkey and the corn and, yeah.
To turn it just into like
I know,
shepherd's pie filling, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Which is
but
wonderful.
Even then it was a push. But I am thankful for the podcast. Friends, family. Transportation that I cannot comprehend but enjoy thoroughly. If you can explain an engine to me, that would make my life a little bit.
I don't understand them either.
I could help you with that.
Let's not do it right now.
Yeah, not right now. Job.
Bonus material coming soon.
Dan learns about cars.
Help us.
Adam explains it all.
I'm thankful for health insurance.
Ooh, yay.
It's going to be $40 a month.
Look at you.
Not bad.
Big
not
time bad. Man.
I know. I'm actually a grown-up person.
Oh, I'm also thankful for benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You too, one day, will be a grown-up person.
I want a job.
And I am thankful for the shiny electronics I have, do not need, but enjoy profusely, and the streaming media that comes to them regularly when I'm sick of my crap.
There you go. Classic.
Starts with the podcast, ends with the podcast. Oh, and having something on iTunes. That's just kind of a little slice of cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There
I'm
you go.
I'm thankful for that. That's what I'm going to end it on.
Yeah.
Oh, and beer. Just...
Beer. Guinness.
Whiskey.
Smittix.
Once in a while. Redbreast, mm-hmm. maybe. Go for the good stuff. Okay.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
All right. I am thankful... For my mother, who is in mostly good health, I am thankful to be able to use my education to substitute teach music classrooms around many districts.
Until an opening comes in for a real deal full-time adult person job.
Yeah, I want to be a real deal adult person.
You kind of skipped it.
Music teacher.
You went from college to... retired adult who goes into schools occasionally and teaches. You skipped a step.
Huh. Yeah, you skipped.
No, I didn't. Like I had a years. Real deal job and stuff happened.
It only took a year for you to retire. Good for you.
Good for me. Hey, budget.
yeah.
So, I am thankful that... I have a boyfriend who is so sweet and does wonderful things for me all the time. Don't do it, Adam. Shut up. Adam doesn't have a girlfriend. This is a personal
that wasn't,
ad
I was actually
for
say,
Adam Erdman.
What we should do is put your bio
personal
up on
eHarmony.
Oh, God.
So you see who that attracts.
Adam Erdman. I'm also
thankful.
Don't
do thankful. That. I don't know.
I'm thankful for my puppies. Bailey and Oscar. Oscar is 17 and Bailey will be 6 come December. They're both Shih Tzus and they're my babies. And I'm thankful for purses and shoes and my lovely phone and the internet and classic John Candy films that I have just been getting my fill of lately.
Cool Runnings.
Have not actually watched that one, but we have watched The Great Outdoors. Oh, no, I've saw it once, maybe.
Oh, thank God.
Dance.
We're both.
Maybe.
I verbalized it.
I've verbalized it. Seen Cool Runnings.
Well, I mean, Uncle Buck, The Great Outdoors, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that one where his mother is Irish and played by Maureen O'Hara. What is that one? Love Comes Back or something? His mother's Irish in it, all I know. And she's just like, oh, Danny, I sure hope you enjoyed your chess match. Or is that like, anyway. Maureen O'Hara, John Candy, look it up, kids. And, oh, and I'm thankful that my car is still hanging on. Hey, good times. And the seat warmers work. Yay.
That was nice.
Oh, and for friends and family and all that jazz, too.
Good. And... meal
and chocolate.
Meal wise,
I'm excited for Gooey's Brussels sprouts. Really, those are gonna be bitching. And yeah, that's it. I'm good.
How are the levels looking?
Looking pretty good.
As you're muted.
Experiencing some lag on the recording.
If it's probably the screen.
Okay.
Keep in mind that's a broadcast over Wi-Fi transcription of the screen.
Yeah.
If we, well, here, we'll do a quick.
That's why I say lag.
Thank you, Jesus. For this food, Jesus.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, well, now.
Well, no, it's
lag on the little tiny screen.
Yeah, it's only lag on the screen's broadcast, not what's happening.
But for a little while there, it was. Like way off, like the levels weren't matching
thank
what was appearing on the screen. Or, I mean,
on the big screen,
on, or what I was hearing. What I was hearing was not matching the levels on the. Now it's back. It seems to be. Yeah, we're good again.
We're good.
I don't know how it caught up, but
magic. And to think it could still. Supposedly hold another person. Okay. Now I've got that out. I'm.
We don't even need bonus material tonight. We're gonna just let Emily sing us out with her musical medley from
Emily's Brain.
I thought I heard a little Chicago earlier.
Boop. No. Do, do,
what
do,
was it then?
Could be anything.
No, you heard a Superman theme in there at one point.
Yeah, I did hear that. But then there was also something in there that was very. It was akin to Chicago, and I swear, kids at home, when we play this back.
We'll see.
I will be vindicated.
Okay. So let's start the show.
Oh.
Since we still have to do that.
We're actually doing
the
show?
Yeah, we're still doing the show. We're, quick introduction instead of jumping into news and discussion first. It'll just be explanation of, hey, we're doing Thanksgiving episode instead of going with the standard stuff because there's not too much news going on. We were just going to play games.
Yeah.
Which is what you do.
Like a good
which
time.
Is what you do at the holidays.
Yeah.
Which Dan is, and I have played a lot of games lately.
Cool. So let's jump in.
Okay. Do you want to or do you want me to?
Go ahead, because it sounds like you know, because you have...
The mental lead?
Yeah, the mental lead, and you have the explanation of what we're doing.
Essentially, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, kids!
So we'll go for the...
Moment of silence.
Every episode, we respect one dead person. Stop being disrespectful.
We have a long way to go.